Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi, Daf on Zayin, the Hoyz Vader edition. Perek Shvi, in beginning of Halacha Beis, which is the third line from the beginning of the Amud, says the Mishnah, Lulavei Zrodim veHacheruvim, these different branches of the Zrodim and the Cheruvim, the carob tree, Yeshtom Shvi's, the Dmeim Shvi's, they have Dushat Shvi's, and also the, if you sell them, the money has Shvi's, Yeshtom Beer, the Dmeim Beer, because these branches fall off, so they have beer, they have to get rid of them at a certain time after Shemitah. Branches of these trees, the putno is the pistachio, the eshtem shvis, well, the main shvis, they do have dusha shvis and also the money when you sell them. But they don't have beer because these branches remain, they stay intact the entire year, so they never fall off, and therefore there's no beer. Because beer depends on the fact that there's a certain time during the year which they're not there, so they're kolei l'chayah shabasodeh. Aval aloi alolim, the leaves, yeshlem beer b'neishem noishem evim, the leaves do fall off from the branches, and therefore they do have beer, there's a certain time you have to get rid of them. Kodin is the Mishnah, Avered, the roses, v'akoyfer, v'akotof, v'alutos, which are different types of things they use for perfume. Kotof is the sap coming out of the tree. In all these cases, Yishlem Shvi's, or Admin Shvi's, they do have Dusha Shmito, and also the money has Dusha Shmito. Shimon Oimer, Ein Lakota Shvi's, Bresha Eino Pri. So, Shimon, the sap is not a fruit because it comes from the trunk, and therefore it doesn't have Dusha Shvi's. Kudiz the Mishnah, Vered Chodosh, Shekov Shay B'Shemin Yashon. You took a rose from the Shmita year, and you put it into oil of the previous year. You look at this, Vered, you can take out the rose from the oil. Enough to get rid of the oil, because even though the oil absorbed the rose, it's fine. But, v'yoshem mechodosh, if you have a rose of the seventh year, and you put it into oil of the eighth year, so then the din is, chayav b'beer. You have to get rid of the whole thing, you have to put beer for the whole thing, the rose and the oil. And the Gemara is going to explain what's the difference. Why, when the rose is in a six-year oil, you don't have to get rid of both, and when it's on the eighth year oil, you do have to get rid of both. Cheruvim chadoshim, new carobs, meaning that it's the seventh year. Shekosher b'yayin yoshon, you put into wine of the sixth year. V'yishonim b'chadosh, or you took the carobs of the seventh year and you put it into wine of the eighth year. Chayavim b'yayin, you have to get rid of the whole thing. Here there's no difference between the two. In both cases, you have the fruit of Shemitah into wine of not Shemitah. The whole thing is chayavim b'yayin. Zakla, this is the rule. Kol shu b'noisin tam, anything that gives taste, chayav l'avar mim b'sheinu minor. When I have two different types, which are not the same, for example, you have wine and you have carob. So as long as the noisin tam, the rule throughout Shas, the noisin tam means 1 out of 60. If it's something with it, if it's 1 out of 60 or more, so it gives taste. If it's less, so it doesn't give taste. So, but if it's mim b'sheinu minor, if you have two different types, you go based on noisin tam, based on the taste, which means 1 out of 60, and then you have to get rid of it. So if the carob is 1 out of 60 or more of the wine, you have to get rid of the whole thing. If the carob is less of 1 out of 60 of the wine, you don't have to get rid of it. But if it's carob into carob juice, assume that's considered to be min b'minoi, so even the smallest amount of carob, the whole thing becomes asur. And this is the rule throughout Shas. We speak about the tyrovis mixture. So min b'sheinu minor, two types, you go based on noisin tam, based if it gives taste. If it's the same type, so then it's a choshu. And the svar idea is that if it's min b'sheinu minor, if it's two different types, so it's batel. I mean, if I'm putting one spoon of milk into a huge pot of meat, so the milk is diluted and is gone. But if I'm putting a small piece of meat into a very large pot of meat, it just becomes part of the meat. It's not diluted, it's not canceled. So min is b'chol shu. Continues the Mishnah from Zayin Amud Beis. Shvi's oiseres kol shu b'mino, v'shloi b'mino b'nei setam. This is the rule in general, that shmito is oiser b'chol shu, smallest amount, if it's b'mino, if it's the same type, two types of the same that combine together. V'shloi b'mino, two different types, there's a time you go based 160 as the rule throughout Shas. As Rav Chaim points out, we learned earlier, based on Rav Chaim's Pirush, that's only until the beer. So we say if you have a fruit of Shemitah, that's Chayav Beer. And you have fruit of not Shemitah, and they're together, you do beer to both because it's Tavu Shesh B'Matirim, just do beer. But after the beer, that then the fruit becomes Aser, so then you don't say anymore that you go based on this mixture. And then even Min Bemino, you go based on 1 out of 60, and that's how Reb Chaim explains over here. Says the Gemara, Piroisho the Pirko, the beginning of the Perik, it really means beginning of the Mishnah, At Omar Ein Oichlim Alayikor. We spoke about the Lulav Zrodim, these branches of the Zrodim, and we said the Yeshlem Beer. So even though the main part of the Zrodim remains, but because the branches fall off, so they have it in a beer. So you don't go based on the Iker, based on the roots. You go based on the branches itself. At Omar Ein Oichlim Alayikor, you don't base yourself on the Iker and the roots. Meaning, then the next part of the Mishnah, we spoke about Lulevai Ha'olova Butuno Ve'atodim. That's the next part. And we said there's no beer. You understand, these branches also fall off. So why you say it doesn't have beer? Because you go based on the trunk, based on the root. That doesn't fall off. So do we go based on the root or we don't go based on the root? Do we go based on the acre or we don't go based on the acre? It says, the Mu'amar Pinchos Tamon in Soifim Lahakshos. Ramhochos Soifim Lahakshos. Meaning, the first part of the Mishnah, these branches, will never turn to be hard and remain in the tree forever. So therefore, you go based on the branches, they fall off, they have beer. And the second part of the Mishnah, these branches, even though right now they're weak, but they are going to become thicker and stronger and join the trunk and not fall off. So even if you took it out right now before they became thicker, there's still potter min beer because they're eventually going to become part of the trunk that does not fall off and there's no beer over there. So according to this pshat, which is the pshat of the Gro that Reb Chaim takes upon, is the question of the Gemara is, the Gemara was understood in the question, that the second part of the Mishnah, the reason they don't have beer is because you go based on the roots, based on the trunk. And Gemara says, no, it's not because of that. It's because they themselves become hard later. That's what changed, and that's why the beginning of the Mishnah you don't have the same din. Other Mefarshim brings that the question is not from the beginning of the Mishnah to the second part of the Mishnah, but beginning of the Perek, and that from now from Mud Beis we spoke about the Alei Haluf Hashoite, talk about the leaves of the Luf. And the question of the Gemara is from over there, and the answer is the same, that there's a difference between our Mishnah, where these branches are going to turn to be part of the tree, and that Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Nun Zayin.